The second issue is that Allah's attributes are two kinds, affirmative and negative. Affirmative attributes is just like Allah affirms the attributes of al-ilm, al-qudra, al-istiwa'u ala al-arsh, al-wajh, al-yadayn, al-sam', al-aynayn. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affirmed that He belongs to Him the attributes of al-ilm, knowledge, power, to rise over His throne, the face, the two hands, the two eyes. So those are attributes that Allah affirmed us to have. There are other attributes that Allah negated from having. And those they are called of sifat al-salbiyyah. صفات السلبية الدين. And the first one is called صفات الثبوتية والصفاء الثبوتية. So the second one is صفات السلبية or the negative attributes, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala negated certain attributes from being of His, from being of His. Those sifat salbiyya, they come to us in a general text or in a specific text. Those who come in general text or in general format, they denote general praise and perfection. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ, and nothing is equal to Him. Allah negated that fact. But the implication of this negation is to denote perfection to Allah and praise to Allah. The other type of sifat is salbiyyah, which comes in specific. And those that come in specific, they have to have a specific reason for them. And the reason for that might be to negate a false claim. When the Christians claim that Allah has a son, Allah negated that claim. So this is a sifa salbiyyah, for to refuse a specific claim. Also, of the fact al-salbiyyah al-khafta, or the specific sifat salbiyyah, comes to refuse a misunderstanding. when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, it might some people think that he was tired, so he rested on the 7th day. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُغُوبٍ. That we created heavens and earth and everything else between them in 6 days, had no fatigue such as. Those صفات سلبية that comes for a specific reason to refute a specific aim. But we cannot talk and say about Allah or negate specific quality without a specific claim. It's not the light. So we cannot say Allah is not a thief. So we are praising Allah and saying He's not a thief. And He's not this and He's not that. Because it has no meaning. Even if you go to a person and you want to praise him and say, MashaAllah, you are not a thief and you are not a liar. And you are not a fascist. Say, what are you doing? Are you praising me? Get up! Don't sit in my gathering anymore. But if you go to that person and tell him nothing like you, that, you know, praise. But if somebody says about this individual, he is a thief, and then you say, no, he is not a thief, then there's a reason for this specific negation. So with that being the case, the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are sifat salbiyya, when they are talking about general negation, they do that to denote general praise and perfection. But it's not polite to say about Allah to negate specific attributes or specific attributes of deficiency without a reason. You understand? It's not appropriate to denote or to negate. It's not appropriate to negate specific attributes that denote deficiency if there was no reason for that. Also the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could be put in two classifications. Sifat related to His that, and sifat related to His action, fi'l. That, to His self. Self, which we said is that in Arabic. The sifat that are related to His that also could be classified as in two categories. The first category is صفات معنوية. An example of الصفات المعنوية like the hearing, the seeing, the knowledge, the power, and the second category is صفات قدرية. An example of that is الوجه صفات خبرية. An example of that is the attribute of الوجه, the face, the يدين, the two hands. The two eyes. All of those صفات ذاتية they are the صفات أزلية. The other category or the other type of صفات we said الصفات الفعلية. An example of those صفات, what does الفعلية mean? The action, the attribute of action. An example of that is Allah descending through the sky in the last part of the night. So it says, ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ, he rose over the throne. Somebody might say to us, where are you coming up with those classifications? They're not in the Quran nor in the Sunnah. You say, true, they're not in the Quran or in the Sunnah, those classifications. But those classifications, the scholars of Islam put the attributes of Allah in those classifications to refute the argument of those who try to deny the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. So this classification for the clarification purposes. Can you see what they are doing? Now, we have to believe in the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to four criteria. And those criteria, بلا تمثيل وبلا تكييف وبلا تعطيل وبلا تحريف, without resembling, بلا تمثيل, without styling, بلا تكييف without suspending بلا تعطيل and without altering بلا تحريف. So we believe in the names of attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal according to those four criteria. I have explained this issue before in the book of Tawheed or in the articles of Iman, but I want this explanation to be the final explanation. So first, without tamthil, which means we do not resemble Allah's attributes to our attributes. Because His attributes are the attributes of the Creator, and our attributes are the attributes of the creation. Thus, there is no similarity between us. And this is very easily to understand. You see variation in the same attributes within the creation of Allah. You are knowledgeable and the rabbit is knowledgeable. Does that mean your knowledge and the rabbit are similar? His knowledge concerning how to dig holes, go in and out, things like that. Also, you have eyes, and the ant has eyes. Does that mean your eyes and the ant are the same? The answer is no. So we see variation between the creation in regard to their attributes. Thus we say, Allah's attributes are not similar to our attributes. There's no resemblance between our attributes and Allah's attributes. Therefore, Allah Azza wa Jal said in the Quran to affirm this fact, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. This is in Surah Al-Shura, ayah number 11. Nothing like, nothing resembles him. Nothing resembles him. An example that will refute all the arguments of those who say Allah's attributes similar to our attributes, to say to them, Allah exists. Allah exists, and you exist. You cannot negate that by rationality. If you say Allah does not exist, a person is a disbeliever. If a person says, I do not exist, we tell them we do not have to continue this discussion. So Allah exists and the person exists. Does that mean our existence and Allah's existence are similar? The person has to say no. Then we say, just like his existence is not similar to our existence, also his attributes are not similar to our attributes. You understand? The second principle in believing in names and attributes of Allah is without tiring, without takyif. without dying. Are you with me? No, this is why we said this is, we said, No, we said this explanation is the final, is the one that should be mu'tamada. Because I thought this sign would denote the meaning of taqif in Arabic. Meaning, we do not believe in Allah's name and give it a specific style in our mind. Because we cannot tell how the attributes of Allah, unless by knowing one of three things. Unless He told us how His attributes are, and there is no such text in the Quran and the Sunnah, or we have seen how Allah descends, and we have not seen that, or we have seen equivalency to Allah, then we can draw an analogy, and we have now seen no equivalency to Allah. Therefore, we do not let our mind style the attributes of Allah. And say Allah's eyes are like that. Or Allah descends like that. Or Allah rules over His throne like that. That represents style. And we told you why we do not style. And the last two attributes are without suspending and without altering. Before we go into those two attributes, some of the texts of Al-Islam, they read the text in the Quran and the Sunnah, and in those things they read that Allah is As-Sami', Allah is Al-Khabir, Allah is Al-Basir. They read that Allah has a hand, Allah has eyes, and they say if we affirm those qualities, then we are resembling Allah to His creation. And resembling Allah to His creation is degradation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isn't that true? Then we understand this text to be metaphorical. So they went to the text, for example, that says Allah has a hand. And they say we cannot accept the apparent meaning. Because the apparent meaning signifies that Allah is similar to His creation. Therefore we need to glorify Allah from this similarity. So we say the hand is metaphorical for strength. So altering deals with the text. And then those people, they suspend the belief that Allah has a hand. So they alter the text and they suspend the meaning. Why they are doing that? Because they are saying the apparent meaning of Al-Quran is that Allah resembles His creation. And this is a great misguidance from those people. Dalala azeema. We say to them, you are accusing Allah that He revealed the book, and this book filled with His names and attributes And the apparent meaning of the Quran is disbelief. According to their statement, the apparent meaning of the Quran is disbelief. Because it's disbelief to say Allah is similar to His creation. So according to those people, the apparent meaning of Al-Quran is disbelief. Therefore, we have to remove this apparent meaning and understand it according to a metaphorical speech. Secondly, we say, if this was the case, how come the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nor any of the companions radiallahu anhum made any indication to us that, listen, do not understand this text the way it sounds, but you have to understand it differently. That means the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has severe deficiency and shortcoming in communicating the message. But we say to them, the meaning of the Quran does not mean Allah resembles His creation. Because you have to read the text where Allah says, nothing like unto Him. And He is al-Sami' and He is al-Basir. First, Allah gave us a principle to negate any similarity between Allah and His creation. And then He affirmed two of His qualities by giving us two of His two names, the names of Al-Sami' and the name of Al-Basir. And those two names denote attributes. And He said, later, and He said, وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. Nothing is equivalent to Him. Therefore, we do not need to resort to ta'atil or to tahreef, because your claim that the ayat of Al-Quran give us the impression that Allah is similar to the creation is a wrong statement to begin with. And everything you are building upon it is wrong. But the truth of the matter is, Allah said about His name, yet He gave us a principle that nothing like unto Him. Therefore, when we read that Allah has a hand, we do not think about it as a heart or a hole. When we think about hands in our terms, hand is part of a hole. Right? But we do not think the hand of Allah is part of a whole. Because if we do that, we are resembling our hands to His hand. But we affirm the meaning and we negate the style. Therefore, when Imam Malik was asked about how Allah rules over His throne, and this how refers to the tile, he answers and he said, therefore, Imam Malik said, when he was asked about how Allah rules over His throne, he said, Al-Istiwa'u غير مجهول. To raise over is not unknown. Linguistically, is not unknown how to raise over. وَالْكَيْفُ غير معقول. And style in it cannot be rationalized. And here, pay attention, when you say something you cannot rationalize, that it does not mean it's not rational. There's a difference between saying something is not rational and something cannot be rationalized. cannot be rationalized, meaning you have no ability to rationalize that yourself. But that does not negate the fact that this thing is rational. Therefore, we find many things in the religion we cannot understand. That does not mean they cannot be understood. An example of that, Malikul Maut, the angel of death, is one. How can he collect the souls of every person, everywhere, and then thousands of people who are dying simultaneously? Something we cannot be rationalize. But it's rational, it could be done. Not something that is impossible. Then he said, "Al-Iman bihi wajib." To believe in it is mandatory. والسؤال عنه بدعة. And to ask about the styling is an innovation in the religion. That's the end of this statement. Why is it an innovation in the religion?